Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey, everybody. We have a really fun show today. We talked all about domestic struggles. It's a story. There's a story about a bagel. I think you're going to enjoy it. But first,
hey, did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? For your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Señor Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide. I'm Maldito Cristian Perez. I had to use the real name. Why? Because now it's the podcast. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Flow to the rider.
I don't even know if you know how much they play you around the world or anywhere, my brother.
No matter how much bread we make, dog, we can't take it with us. No matter how many houses, cars, whatever we acquire, can't take it with us. With that said, anything we make is always to give back, dog.
Why are we starting a podcast? Well, it's real simple. With the times that we're living in right now in the world, I think you need to be motivated, inspired, educated, aware, positive. So what I'm here is just to motivate the world and let them know when we talk, we call a spade, so you're going to hear the truth. So I look forward to the podcast. I look forward to showing y'all, teaching y'all how to take it from a negative to a positive. So get ready. From negative to positive, which you can catch on Apple Podcast, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's For Crying Out Loud on a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
It's Tuesday for you. I know.
For all
you know
the
what?
Jews in the house.
Hey.
Hello. Jews.
Hey, Jews.
What's up?
Hey, Jews.
Get Jewy.
Get your Jew on. My God.
We're home not celebrating.
Why aren't you celebrating? I'm supposed to celebrate.
Oh,
right?
You're not. It's a day of atonement.
Mm-hmm. How come you're not atoning?
I'm not exactly fasting either. Because I'm Jewish, as I've told you many times. I'm culturally Jewish. I'm always surprised when the holidays come up. I'm like, Tu B'Shvat. That's party. What's the one you make a Sukkot? I think it's Tu B'Shvat.
Is that the one?
Andy Kindler used to have a funny joke about like the holidays, the Jewish holidays. It's like, you know, it's Tu B'Shvat. It's like it's Hanukkah, and then next thing you know, it's Tu B'Shvat. It goes so fast. It is suddenly it's Purim.
Like whiplash. Yeah.
What? It's good.
Yeah. It was just Rosh Hashanah, right? Yeah. No. Was it? No.
Yes, it was.
It was
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are kind of related.
I see.
I think.
Uh huh.
Okay, do not quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure Rosh Hashanah, you celebrate the new year, and then Yom Kippur is like a day of
atonement. Yeah, you're keeping it real. You got to bring yourself
back. They're
next
to each other for a reason.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you.
Hey, let's say hi to our party people, some of whom we saw on the Zoom.
We sure did. We had a great happy hour Friday night.
Some of these people were there. Carrie Berry, not so much.
No, Carrie.
No, but Valerie Fenwick?
Yes. She sure was there.
Yes. Sarah Stefano.
Oh, my paisano.
Not there.
No.
Aaron Lan.
Ho.
Not there. Kelly Luther Vandress.
Not there.
Mm-mm. Hero Yamashita.
Not there this time. Was there last time?
Yes, he was. Krista Stroop, get the strap.
Yeah. Krista
not
was
there.
No.
Rachel Newcomer.
Rachel, nope. No. What's with you guys?
I know.
All right.
Gabby Fonseca and Missy Schaefer. I say them
Did
together.
Did you see them yesterday on the cover of People magazine?
No, but I heard
Sexiest
about it
sluts
on their podcast.
In America.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Guys.
No, it's
reel
Sexiest
it in.
Sluts Alive.
Sexiest Sluts Alive. Liz L. Sasser.
She's sassy.
Not on the call.
No.
Mm-mm. Stephanie Stinkerinker.
Yes, she was there.
And she had a she made a little joke where she did a Big Five background on her Zoom.
Oh, that's right.
In honor of my Big Five
that's
story.
Right.
Ishan Vajpayee.
No. What was there last time?
Yeah, he was. Rebecca Lubin.
Wait,
she was there. Kelly Brandt.
She's
not your aunt.
Still not your aunt.
Randy Mae Ames.
She wasn't there this time.
Angie Saldivar.
Not there this time.
Michelle McKibben.
She was there. Yes, she sure was.
And Amy Cunt.
Not there.
Mm-mm. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell. Also not there.
Not there. No.
How dare you guys? They'll be there. They'll be there next time.
All right. Maybe they were doing – a lot of them were there last time.
Yes. Maybe they're taking one off.
Yeah, that was nice.
Maybe they don't want people to get sick of them.
Right.
It was kind of nice, though, because it was a similar amount of people, so we got to talk
to
everybody.
Yeah, totally.
But a lot of different people.
Yes. So we give each person a chance to say hi and chit-chat.
And tell us what they like about us.
Right.
No, just kidding.
Because it makes us feel good.
How was your week, girl?
Steph, I went to our pal, the doctor that we – don't say his name.
Okay. I won't.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Our doctor?
Yeah.
I love him very much.
Okay. But?
No, there's no but.
Oh.
But I am going to
– Change doctors?
No. He, opened up to me.
Okay.
Well, what's going on in this?
Me too.
Oh, he did it to you too?
Yes. And then I have another friend, the friend that – oh, my God. We should talk about this on Patreon.
Okay. All right. We should.
Because I feel like we could get caught.
I know. I don't want to get caught. I know.
And did he swear you to secrecy? Was he like, please don't tell anybody?
No,
this?
He never said that.
He told me this. He
really?
Was like,
well,
he was
look
like
it.
Please don't. And then he was going, which he probably did to you. He was like, I usually don't open up like this. But since you were asking me questions.
Yes. But look at how good you are. You didn't tell me that he said anything to you.
I know, but I did tell my other friend who referred me to him.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, and she was like, "What?
Yeah."
She's like, "What are you talking about? I've been going to him for years. He's never told me that.
That's crazy."
And then I felt special, but now,
oh my god!
Okay, Patreon.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's kind of juicy.
I know, and awkward when your GP is like – when you're sitting in their office and it becomes like a therapy session
for
them.
Yeah, you just like look like, all right, so am I healthy? am I dying?
What are my vitamin D levels, by the way? If you just want to insert that in the conversation somewhere.
Right.
Just like –
just work it in.
Yeah. How are my sugar levels? Good? Oh, okay. Back to you. Please.
Yes.
Proceed.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Yeah. All right. Well, there goes that story. We'll save it for Patreon.
Well, were you really going to talk about him?
Well, it was just a little in.
Oh, just you. We were just not going to say his name. So then you.
Yeah,
felt like...
I mean, I could. You want to talk about it or no? I don't know. Is it really a Patreon? I don't know. Oh my god.
Let's
restart the show.
I'm concerned. Let's not. Be on the safe side.
Right.
Listen, you're not. If you're already a member of Patreon. You'll probably enjoy the story.
Yes.
And if you are not,
then you won't.
Maybe
enjoy
wait
the story.
A week before you try. No, I'm just kidding. So how is your health?
I don't know. They said if they don't call me by Tuesday. No, I think I'm good, but he's ordering all these things, you know.
Why'd you go in? Just for
just as my year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went in, they took my blood, you know, all that stuff. And
did they tell you to have a colonoscopy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I know I should. So
I'm going to send you to my guy.
Okay. Oh, good.
The one that he normally sends to. Okay.
Oh,
quick story.
This is awesome.
He sent me to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you this story, but it was a few years ago.
So yeah, I remember. I remember a lot of it.
Remember, I went. Yeah. So I went into the doctor's office to the he recommended this guy, and he had some kind of like a German name. And I go in, mm-hmm. and he's like an older guy, but one of these doctors. It's like, listen, dude, you're a butt doctor. Like, mm-hmm. don't be so excited about mm-hmm. yourself, you know. He acted like he was some kind of like a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And the building was – this is not going to be interesting to anybody who doesn't
but
live here.
But where is it?
But you know when you're driving when you're almost at the Target in Woodland Hills?
Yeah.
That big building that looks like the White House?
Yes. He's yes. there at the
Have
White House?
Have you ever wondered, does anybody
Absolutely.
Live there? Are there
like,
offices
what the
there?
Yeah.
What's happening there? Right. Every time we drive by it, I act like it's some kind of historical lesson for
right.
the kids. I'm
right.
like, there's the White House.
There's
the You guys, it's this building that really does look like the White House. It's got all these pillars, and you drive by it on the 101 freeway, and you're like, oh, my God, what is that?
It's one of those buildings that stick out, and you're like there's a Target, and there's all those, like, strip malls, and then
right.
there's this, like, White House.
Yes.
And you're like, who lives there? Right. Who's the realtors
yes.
in there? Who is there offices? Yeah.
So the totally. The one good part of being recommended to this doctor, the butt doctor, mm-hmm. is I was like, wow, I've never heard of anybody who actually is in there. So now I get to see inside that building.
Yeah.
So I go in and then and it was just looked like a regular office
okay.
building inside. Maybe like a little bit more like a courthouse than an office building,
oh,
which was appropriate. But so I go in the office and the guy comes in to greet me and he's wearing like a shirt that's unbuttoned. Remember, it's like
– Are you serious?
Well, it's just like he's – you know, and I had
he's
to
casual.
See some tuft of – no, it's like he was – No, I was wearing like a polo shirt, but
oh,
it was unbuttoned
okay.
so you could see kind of tufts of hair. And he was like an older Jewish man. He was wearing a big like, you know, and he had that like, well, hello. And then remember he was going like, you're old enough to be having a colonoscopy. And I was like, oh, God, that's not what you're.
That's not what you want like, when you're going to the butt doctor.
You're thinking my face looks young.
Right.
Wait till you see my butt. Oh. No, that's terrible. But he, so
that's
then,
hilarious.
The point of this story is that he started saying, well, listen, you're going to want to be put out, but your
oh,
insurance
right.
doesn't cover it.
I remember that.
And I got all anxious because I was like, well, everybody I know just does like the twilight sleep. Shouldn't that be good?
Yes.
And he's like, you know, I mean, if that's what you want to do, you know, if you can't – basically implying like if you can't afford the anesthesia, which is like $250 – if you can't afford it, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, go with the twilight sleep. I mean, I don't like it. He's like, you know, you're a thin person.
Fuck,
you
really?
Might feel it.
You're a thin person.
Yeah, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, you
Is
probably
it pop
won't.
Out your stomach?
I know. I was like, what? So then I'm all paranoid.
Right.
I come home. I'm like, John, who'd already had his colonoscopy.
Yeah, I remember.
He's much older than me.
Yeah.
He's like 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't know. I didn't pay for any extra anesthesia. I just got what was like covered on the thing. I was fine.
Did they put him out?
Then I started asking people. No, he had the twilight sleep,
oh,
which
did.
Is like you're out.
Right.
But I asked a bunch of people and they said, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't think I was fully out. I don't know.
Right.
So then I got like paralyzed with fear.
Right.
I just never did it. So the next year I go back
oh,
to our doctor.
Oh, Stephanie, you're just
no, no,
like
no,
me.
I have done
I
it.
Love
but
you.
I have done it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So then I go back to the doctor the next year. He's like, so did you have the colonoscopy? And I was like, no, not so much. Somehow. Okay. So then he
just
says.
Just like me.
I said, well.
I would have done the same. It would have taken me another year.
It took me. So I was like, to be honest with you, I said, the doctor kind of freaked me out. And I told him the story. I was like, I just didn't really feel that comfortable. And then but I had paid the $75 for the specialist appointment.
So you have to go in for an appointment first?
Well, yes. In this case, yes. So then he said, I was like, and then I feel like you told me that's the only game in town. That's the only guy. So I sort of like decided not to do it for then. And then I said, can't I do that thing I hear the ads about all the time where you just like poop in a cup and then they just check it out for
right,
you? Like,
right,
why can't I do that?
Right, right, right.
He's like, I'd just rather that you have a colonoscopy that because they can find polyps. They can stop
right.
anything that's already there.
Right.
And then if you want the next time 5 years later, you can just do the test. And then when you're 60, do it again. So I was like, all right, but I need a different doctor. So then he says – and I was like, dude, you buried the lead. He,
right.
He's like, well, the doctor I personally use is really great.
Right.
I was like, well, why didn't you give me the one
yes,
you personally used
yes.
way back then?
Right.
I'm going to use the old house doctor.
Right.
House burger.
Yeah, I get
when
it.
When I could be using like the good doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, good doctor.
You don't want the ones with the bell pepper sticking out.
The parsley. Parsley doesn't belong in a hamburger.
No.
God darn it. It is so hot in here.
It is hot.
I'm dying.
Hot flashes, colonoscopies.
Yeah.
Welcome
okay,
to the fucking.
So yeah. He gives me the name of the good doctor who's you might now remember this story because now this happened more recently mm-hmm. when I actually got the colonoscopy. So I go into the other one and he's kind of like between you and me. He's in North Hollywood.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. I like North. That's good.
Yeah. And okay. I went in. He also is somewhere else, but he has office hours. He's like in, I want to say, Calabasas or somewhere else.
Right.
Westlake Village, somewhere I don't ever frequent.
Right.
But anyway, I go in to see him. He's young. Remember, he's kind of cute,
oh,
but he's
no.
really normal.
Yes.
No, but he was like kind of funny.
Right.
I felt much more at ease. And then he just didn't even give me a choice. He's like, no, you're paying for the anesthesia.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't even mess around.
Right.
He's like, that's it.
That's it's, good.
He goes, I don't know. It's like $250. They'll hit you up for it. He's like, but I just don't want to. It's not worth making a decision about. Let's just put you out. And I was like,
right.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. So did you have to have somebody pick you up?
I got dropped off. Yeah. Mm. But you could take an Uber, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Not
just
now.
Have your, just, who, is Wendy's out here?
Not yet, but all right. Okay. So now I know what to look forward to. Now I know what to plan for.
And then remember I did the prep and it was that part does suck. I'm not going to lie to you. But fuck. Not as bad as I thought it would be. People paint it to be this mm-hmm. horrible. The worst part was being hungry. But you drink all that stuff and then you don't eat that much anyway.
So what do you do?
You don't notice.
You just drink everything?
So they tell you
is
not
this
to
interesting
eat
for
anything.
Everybody? I think so, right?
I think so. They yeah. tell you not to eat anything, but I still had a light breakfast
yeah,
at 8 a.m. because I was like,
you had oatmeal,
there's no possible way I'm going to. No, I had some egg whites and a piece of toast.
Oh, okay.
With butter. I felt like that might hold me over better. But honestly, like by 10 a.m. I was already hungry again.
Right.
It didn't do that much for me.
I am hungry in the morning.
But it was fine. By like the afternoon, you start drinking the stuff by like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you're kind of full from drinking that. And then I fell asleep that night and it's not
–
they
so
make it sound like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. It wasn't that bad. If anyone's ever been on a fast.
So you don't eat anything the day before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
No, I had breakfast that morning though. That's what
the
I'm saying.
The morning of the thing.
The morning before the thing.
Oh, before the thing.
I had breakfast. Then I didn't eat for the rest of the day.
Oh,
then you go to sleep that night. Then the next morning you go in, have the procedure, and then you can eat whatever you want.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
The procedure itself was fine.
Right.
You might recall that I was in the office getting ready for it, and I was trying to joke around with people,
yeah.
and they were not in the mood.
Right.
And I was like, I get it. I get. You know. Who's hungry?
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
A little colonoscopy humor for
right,
you guys.
Right, right.
They're like, mm.
They're like, shh, go to sleep. Night, night.
Yes. And then I do remember telling them, can you please put me out before you like turn me over and expose my bum to,
mm-hmm.
to everybody in this room?
Mm-hmm. And they did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's like, this is embarrassing.
And it doesn't
this
hurt.
This is the worst part. The worst part is like, really, you guys are going to be looking
yeah.
at my butt and
right.
then putting things in there. Like, dude, I want to know if anything that happens
right.
in my
yes.
business.
Yes.
Just put me to sleep.
Absolutely. Why would – yeah.
And then
imagine
you wake
what
up,
they must
it's
say.
Nice. It's kind of nice.
So then when you woke up, there was no pain, no anything?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. And, you know, as you know, when you wake up from surgery, from that kind of anesthesia,
yeah.
it's hard to wake up, right?
Right.
This is not that hard. It was
okay.
a little bit more like waking up from a little nap.
Okay.
Like you wake up and you're like, oh, where am I for a second? But then you kind of feel fine.
Yeah. Okay.
They told me not to drive for the rest of the day, but honestly, a few hours late, I went home, laid in bed for a little while. Not because I was in pain, just because
right.
I was a little tired.
Right.
And then I was fine.
Okay.
I went to the store.
All right.
Still had to cook dinner that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you know, of course. I know.
Nobody's like, no, you
right.
just rest. You had a colonoscopy, sweetheart. You just – nobody does that anymore.
No, they don't. No, of
Nobody
course.
Cares.
Nobody cares.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Mm-hmm. I had a hysterectomy. I was asked – they asked me what's going on, what's for dinner. When I got home, like, you're going to lay in bed for how long? Come on now. You got to get back on the horse.
Oh, my God. I was just talking to Robin.
Mm.
Robin. About men – and how they never it's a weird – I think it's a male thing, and some of you men are going to get all offended.
Right.
And I don't really care. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a thing where – and maybe it's because when we were kids, mm-hmm. There were more traditional roles and the mom figured out what's for dinner all the time. But I feel like there's a thing where no matter how equal John is, he still wants to know, like, what is the plan? Like, did
totally.
You eat? What's the plan?
They want to
know.
Plan?
Is something
agree.
Happening for dinner?
Yeah.
What are
yeah,
people
yeah.
doing?
Absolutely. Yeah. No matter how equal. There is something to that.
I went out with my friend just to hang out, and it was sort of in the evening, and I start getting texts from John like, hey, just what's the plan for dinner? I was like, well, obviously I'm not home. So there is no plan. You make a plan.
So before you go out, do you tell them, like, I'm not going to be home in time for dinner or – I'm going out to dinner. That's your cue to
well,
take care of dinner?
So Tuesday like, how's that? Night and Thursday night these days, I've been teaching.
Right.
So from 5 to 8, which you'd think is right during dinner time. But John's okay waiting for me to get done
really?
To figure out what's for dinner. Yeah. But finally, recently, he started like coming up with some sort of a plan. But he usually doesn't get the plan in motion until after I'm already done teaching. So, therefore, I have to be included in it still.
Oh.
Remember when I used to drive to Costa Mesa and mm-hmm. I would complain because
mm-hmm.
I would get a call?
Yeah.
2 hours away.
Right.
Be like,
you're in traffic.
Hey, so I'm just trying to think about dinner. Well, think about it on your own time. I'm driving and listening to a podcast. Have some thoughts and you don't need to share them with me.
Right.
Just take care
just
of
execute
it.
Execute them. Wow.
We don't need to brainstorm.
No.
But he'd always say, oh, okay, whoa. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to ask because mm-hmm. I thought in case you had a plan, why would I have a plan? Why would this time that I drove to Costa Mesa be different than any other
right.
time?
Right.
Do you think I really this morning was like, well, tonight I'm making roast chicken mm-hmm. when I get home
when
from
I
my
get,
12
yeah.
hour day?
Right.
No,
I know.
I'm
what
not doing
what
that.
I, they don't think.
Order a pizza.
Right. So they, yeah. I just – the whole you take care of – they never – my kids are always wanting to know where I am all the time,
me
who
too.
I'm talking to on the phone.
Me
like
too.
Always, especially Sunny nowadays, you know. And then they want to know, okay, well, we'll wait until mom gets home, then we'll eat. Well, what – why,
right.
you know?
Right.
Or we'll wait till she's done exercising, we'll eat. Like, just eat.
Right.
You guys, like, where there's – you know – there's leftovers. They're old enough, by the way, to make themselves. I make sure that the fridge is stocked now. They're 14. They need to learn how to make, you know, the day before, it's like, what are we going to eat for lunch? I make sure they have their lunch the next day. And then, like, I got to watch the clock and go, uh-oh, here they come. They're going to come out in a minute. I got to warm it up. I got to get it. But, you know, I understand that part, but they're old enough. And then, of course, they do this thing where it's like, yeah, well, it sounded good last night, but do we have anything else? Sure we do. Make it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that we did that to ourselves?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like we might have set the stage not for our success.
No,
or their success.
We set us up for failure, both of us.
Because – I think it really does go back to me going, do you want me to put some cream cheese on
right.
your bagel?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I don't – there's too many buttons on the toaster. I don't know how to
right.
toast a bagel.
Oh.
And instead of teaching them how to fish,
too many buttons.
I just brought them some salmon on a plate.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm like, oh, okay, let me hear. I'll show
yeah.
you. And then I show them and they the next time they still
– yeah.
Xander has learned how to do more stuff
mm-hmm.
than Sadie. But if I offer, which I – sometimes it's like a – knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
It's like,
right.
oh, hungry. And I'm like, oh, there's some fried rice from Trader Joe's. Do you want me to make it for you? Okay, sure. And then I'm like, oh.
I got a story for you.
What?
So you're gonna lose your mind, Stephanie. But all right. So it's about a bagel. Once upon a bagel.
I'm going to be so mad. I'm getting mad. My blood pressure just went up. I got to go see our doctor.
Right.
And hear about his life.
Yes. Go to my doctor and hear about his life.
Go on.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. The other day, okay. Let's back up for a second. A couple months ago, when they were still in school, or months back when they were still in school, you know, I don't know if you've heard this before, but Adam doesn't like Sonny, doesn't really care that much about Natalia. And I asked him why, and he said, because you tell me all the time how healthy she is, so I don't have to worry about her. And I'm like, not really, though. I don't think that's the reason why. I think it's because she's going to do what the fuck she wants to do, mm-hmm. and she ain't give a shit what you want her to do,
right.
And I think you know that. So that's why you leave Natalia alone. That's why Natalia's not jumping into the freezing cold pools. So you want to talk about – let's talk about Jenny Kane really quick.
Okay,
Let's tell everybody how much we love our sweaters.
Listen, it's fall. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Fall is here.
It is for everybody else.
And you know what they say about fall? Sweater weather.
I love sweater weather. I love it.
Yeah. And what better sweater than a Jenny Kane fisherman's? Mm-hmm. It's like a loose fitting, super soft. I have the cashmere fisherman sweater.
Yeah, me too.
It's mm-hmm. gorgeous.
What color
did
you?
It's like butter.
Yeah, like butter.
It's like you want to sleep with it. Like it's like a soft little soft blanket, like a baby blanket soft.
That's so nice, yeah.
It's in, I think the color is called oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Yeah, it's a neutral, like a light beige.
Mm-hmm. And then I got the mules, which are awesome, super soft. Like as if you're, you know, it's like business in the front, but party in the back, you know, kind of shoe. It's really comfortable. I mean, it's the super soft leather ever.
They have like such butter. Cute stuff.
Yes.
Very really high end, but great. Goes with everything.
It's that natural, like Southern California look.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that effortless, natural. And you don't want to take the sweater off.
No, I know.
You just want to sleep in it for like 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Like Xander with his robot jammies.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, I love my sweater.
I love my mules.
And listen, Jenny Kane makes getting dressed the easiest part of your routine. Go to Jenny Kane, and I'm going to spell it for you, JenniKayne.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code FCOL at checkout. That's JenniKayne.com, promo code FCOL. Jenny Kane, use the promo code FCOL.
Okay. Kaylin, thank you for my coffee, but I made it already out there.
Oh,
yeah, and the cappuccino thing, it was just sitting out there. It's in a – no, but it's fine. I'm going to drink this. I'll drink the other one for the next show.
Okay.
But thank you, though.
All right. Story about a bagel. Once upon a bagel.
Okay. Way back when they were still going to school, we were arguing about what they were going to eat for breakfast constantly. And so Brittany comes up with a solution like she does and was saying, okay, so what do you think Adam could do to help you? Because there's a weird thing between Sonny and I. He does not eat anything I make.
Really?
I mean, unless Olga made it and I heat it up, maybe. But for the most part, or if I like heating up a pizza or like frozen food. But if I take the time to cook it, like if I make him oatmeal in the morning, you know.
So you're allowed to defrost. But if you put any of your own ingredients in there, not so much.
Not so much. No, okay. I don't know. He's been that way since he was a baby before he could talk. Like he just doesn't want to. If Olga makes the exact same dish, he'll eat it up. I make it, he'll have like one or two. You know, he plays it down really.
Right.
You know.
Right.
He's just got this thing between – there's just that thing between us. I don't know. It's
a
weird.
A power struggle, do you think?
I think so. Yeah. Like from when – you know how they say it's kind of a power struggle when they're a kid? Yeah, I think he's holding on to that fucking thing forever. He's going to the grave because he still just doesn't want to eat anything I make, you know, cook. So – I have that hard time. So I was telling Brittany about that stuff. I go, I scramble him his eggs. He loves an egg and cheese burrito. I can make that all day long. I'm a great scrambled egg person.
Okay.
And I just made him that a couple days ago. takes two bites and is like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm good. He just doesn't. Like, settle down, woman.
Okay.
It's not that great.
Right.
Don't get too excited. That's mm-hmm. what it's like.
Yeah. Not yeah, cheesy enough.
Right. Not cheesy
but
enough.
But good try. Good
mm-hmm.
effort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids are like that, you think?
I think so. Well, I actually not about that, but about, like, not eating, you know, mm-hmm. having two bites. If you're right. trying to force them to eat when they're not that hungry.
Right. Yeah. I know. So, you know, some mornings he is hungry.
Okay.
Some mornings – not so much. All okay. right. So now we're homeschooling and he doesn't have to eat before he leaves. He can have something at break time, whatever. The other morning, he wanted a bagel. And I've been making bagels for him. You know, I just automatically get up. I make myself one. Yeah, I totally have to sneak. Yeah.
You may have like a second house that's got just a toaster in there.
Just a toaster.
That's it. Sneak right. over, get in the car, drive over there, get your yeah. bagel out,
yes.
toast him a bagel.
Right. No, you know what I do is I toast it up and pray that Adam doesn't walk in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. It's like Postmates.
Uh-huh. And exactly. And then just because I don't want to hear his, you know, nagging. So then it comes up. It pops up. But then sometimes I hear him coming down the stairs, you know, from he just wakes up. I hear the bedroom door open.
Right.
And I'm like, hurry up. I could see where he's coming. And then I'll pop it up. I'm like, that's good enough. Put it on the paper plate. And then I'll go into the other room with the cream cheese.
Oh, my God.
Into the closet, in the pantry closet, because he doesn't go in there. And I just, I you know, spread it up in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then send Sunday a text?
Yeah,
okay,
I have
go
it.
Go down to the pantry.
I left it in there. Totally. That's exactly. I do that. Or if I know he's going to be in the kitchen, then I hurry it up and then I rush it down to his room. Yeah.
So
that's what I
John doesn't like it when I make frozen meals in the thing. Okay, so he's got this thing about how microwaving plastic is terrible.
Yeah,
which I know, I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. It totally is. It causes Alzheimer's. That's what he says. And I'm sure that he's right. But I am so fucking lazy.
I know
that
me too.
When I'm hungry, I just want to put the thing in the microwave.
Yes.
So he went and bought all these. When he went, he didn't go anywhere. He
right.
ordered them on Amazon, all these Pyrex dishes and others. So I have no excuse.
Went.
So when I make something for the kids, I dump the frozen meal into a Pyrex thing, cover it, and put it in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times when I'm doing it for myself, I just can't be bothered.
Right.
But same thing. I have to sneak.
Like right.
if I don't want him to come out. And I don't want him to see the telltale, like the box without the empty plastic
right.
thing, because then he'll know.
Right.
And I'm scared he's going to like peek into the microwave to be like, what's in there?
Right.
Is there plastic in there?
Right.
And then it has happened before where he's caught me and then he's been like, I just asked this one thing.
I just asked this
thing.
One thing.
I ask
thing.
You to
That's
please.
The only thing.
I worry. And then I'm like, I know I usually do, but. Okay. So what happened with the bagel?
Maybe if you made them dinner, I wouldn't be so tired and lazy. So. Yeah, so, all right, he wants a bagel. So I go and make him his bagel. And he goes, wait, when – oh, no. Wait, it was – no, sorry. It wasn't a bagel at this point. It was oatmeal because Natalia. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's
wait,
got an issue with oatmeal,
he's also
too.
Not allowed to have oatmeal?
I mean
– I've been eating oatmeal for breakfast for the last, like, 20
years. Of course, yes. Of course.
What's wrong with oatmeal?
Well, because he's a growing boy.
It's a complex carbohydrate.
And he needs his protein. I know.
So he can have protein at the next meal.
I get it.
Just put some in his stomach.
I know.
Get Adam on the phone.
Steel cut, too, by the way.
Steel cut motherfucking oats.
Unsweetened. I put the heavy cream, the milk. I stir it up. I put the like sugar and cinnamon and all that. And with Sunny, I put blueberries in it.
I was going to say, a little berries never hurt anybody.
Right. It's the best.
Not on Yom Kippur.
Right.
But.
Oh, okay. Can't have it on berries on Yom Kippur.
No, no
You're
food.
You're supposed to fast.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, go on.
Well, okay. So it's Yom Kippur every day. And now for Sunny.
Because I was sounding a little Jewish. That's why yeah. I was like a little sounding a little, you know, Yenta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I make – so what happened is
– what happened?
Natalia sends me a text. She sends me a text. She's like, can you make me oatmeal? I was like, yeah, that sounds good. I haven't made it in a long time. So I sent Sunny a text and said, you want some oatmeal? I'm making it for her. Sure, he says. All right. So I make two bowls of oatmeal. I bring her the bowl.
I love that I'm getting tense, like this is some kind of like a mafia movie. Like is there going to be a hit put out on someone?
Maybe.
I'm getting don't get caught.
Take the gun and
stirring
leave
it on the there's horror music playing while you're stirring it on the stove.
Right.
Dun 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 dun.
So he's circling like a shark. So I bring him the oatmeal. I'm about to walk down the hall. He turns the corner. Ah, what you got there? I go, it's for Natalia. Well, what'd Sunny eat? And I go, well, asked for it. So I asked him if he wanted some. So I gave him some too. Okay. So he doesn't say anything at that point in time.
Oh, no.
I come back in the kitchen. Lynette, we got to figure this out. And this is where I go, no shit, Sherlock. I know it is what's coming. I get it. You figure it out. How about you figure it out? I can pick and choose my battles. I'm not dying on this hill over fucking bagels and oatmeal in the morning. You want to scramble up an egg for him? By all means, get up and do it. That's what I told him.
I just don't understand. It's so controlling. Like, he can't have a bowl of oatmeal?
Right. Right. Because he's a growing boy and he needs his protein and blah, blah, blah.
Some protein as soon as he gets hungry again. That's what I do.
Right.
I eat my cream of wheat in the morning. It used to be oatmeal. I go back and forth. Cream of wheat.
Me too.
And then by like 11:30, I'm starting to get hungry again.
Right.
So then around there, I start thinking about what I want for lunch. And then by lunchtime, I make some protein.
Right. No shit. Like, it's because he wants to control. Exactly. He wants to be able to control.
And it doesn't matter. The kids will eat when they're hungry. Listen, I'm not saying that across the board. Yes, when Sadie was a baby, she didn't eat and had to figure that out and got a nutritionist. But my point is, if there was a problem,
we're
going to address it, but there's not a problem. Sonny will eat if he's hungry.
Right.
And he eats a balance of foods. Yes. Who cares?
Right. So we're in the kitchen. I tell him this, and I tell him, like, listen, if you want to do it, by all means. But I'm tired of this argument, and I'm not going to continue. Why would I make him scramble? I just, by the way, made him scrambled eggs and cheese burrito yesterday, and he took two bites and went back to class. So I try, but I don't, you know.
Also, you're not a sous chef. You're not.
Right.
You're not opening the restaurant in the morning and taking everybody's order. It's like if somebody says they want oatmeal and the other person agrees to it, great, make a bowl of oatmeal.
Exactly.
But I'm not like taking everybody's order. It's not a freaking room service. You're not slipping a sheet under their door with the check mark. Do you want OJ with this, large or small? Bacon, what kind? Turkey bacon, regular sausage.
Yeah.
With your eggs.
That'd
be
great. If I had that, though, they wouldn't even want all that. They would want whatever. You know, I said Sonny doesn't really eat anymore.
Do you like a Danish anymore
in the morning? Right. Like, he doesn't eat. He has, like, nuts and stuff once in a while, but he usually doesn't eat. And don't get mad right now because she asked for the oatmeal. And by the way, why do you always pick on him? How come it's not a problem with her? And he goes, because you tell me she eats. So she eats healthy. Okay. But still, like, it's a control thing. So he's like, I don't know why this has to be such a big discussion. I said, well, obviously things don't – it's not working to your liking, so you figure out a solution. I, by the way, told you months ago because Brittany came up with something, what do you think would be a good way for the kids to eat healthy? I said, I would love for Adam to not come about it as a judgy person, to go to Sonny and go, hey – on a Saturday, let's go. Come with me to Trader Joe's, or we're going to go to the grocery store. Let's pick out some snacks and let's get something that you want to eat in the morning, and go shopping with him and find out. Like, maybe
but he's only okay with protein in the morning.
Fine, if that's what he wants, whatever he's okay with, I don't give a shit. Whatever Sonny's going
to
eat,
still forces Sonny to. It has to have protein. No yogurt, no cereal.
I guess, but whatever. Then. Fine. And if he's not hungry, he doesn't. Yeah, cheese. There's stuff Sonny would like. But you take him and figure it out.
Right.
You know, he loves avocados. He doesn't like avocado toast because I make it. But he likes the leftovers I make for Natalia. I slice up the avocado. He was eating that for a long time. Whatever. Adam,
how do you like avocados and not avocado toast?
Because I'm making it. That's why.
I love carbohydrates.
So I know.
Anytime there could be bread involved in any meal, I'm in.
Right.
Deal
so I know, right? So I told him that months ago. I go, what happened? And by the way, when I told that to him, I said, he goes, oh, okay, that's a good idea. Did you ever do it? You know, if it was the other way around, I'd never hear the end of it. But did you ever do it? Now I'm never hearing the end of it still because you have a beef with it. So then take him to the grocery. So what does he do? How's that going to work? He was like, that's not going to work. That's what he was saying. He goes, why? He goes, it doesn't have to be. That's what he said. It doesn't have to be that difficult. Stop. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm going to throw up. You figure something out. You're the one with the issue. You figure it out. Until then, I'm going to make him a bagel if he's hungry. I'm going to make him oatmeal if he's hungry. And so he goes, oh. And I said, you know, I'm going to talk to Brittany later today. I'll ask her what she thinks. I'll tell her about this argument, see what she says. And then he leaves the kitchen. Then he comes back and he's still like an hour later. What time you have Brittany today? And I said, like 1:30. And he goes, well, I'm going to call in for 5 minutes. I just want 5 minutes. And I go,
it's not
Adam,
a radio show.
By the way,
I'm going to call in for 5 minutes. I'm going to call in.
Hey,
everybody.
I got Ace Carolla on the line. Brittany, Ace, go ahead. First time caller. What the fuck? You know, and I go, first of all, I have a lot to talk about with Brittany. I don't want to spend my hour, like 5 minutes in the middle of it to get you on the line to hear your take that I just have heard a kabillion times. You talk to Brittany about it on your time. How about that? Nah, it's just 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. And he's like, I got to go. 5 minutes. I'm going to call at 1:30. Have your phone on you. Whatever. I'm like, fine. I text Matt. And because I talked to Brittany and I text Matt, I said, Adam's going to call me at 1:30. Call it off. Well, tell him he can talk to Brittany a different time. I'm not spending my hour. Because Brittany, too, she was like, do you remember? I forgot about this. Because you remember, Lynette, that I wanted you guys to come in and talk about this same situation about getting you two on the same page with the food?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to spend $150 or $60 or $70 or $80 or $200
to talk about it. Right. So, but he didn't want to. She's like, she reminded, she goes, you asked him to come in to talk about it. And he was like, at the time, no, we got it. Like, she's like, I think you two need to be on the same page. It's one of the things you're arguing about all the time. Okay, so let's go in and get on the same page, Adam. No. Maybe I should close this door.
Okay, I'll close it.
So.
Go on.
Okay, so. Anyway, all right. So I tell him this. I reminded him about that, which makes him even more angrier. Anytime I have a solution or something or I put it back on him, makes him twice as angry.
Right.
Okay, so.
It shouldn't be that difficult, Lynette.
No.
Just do it.
Just do what I say. I said, obviously, it's not working what you're doing. It's
right.
not working. And right then, so he was about to leave, by the way. He was like, I'm going to call in at 1:30. He's walking down the hallway. Natalia, it's break time. They both walk out. Natalia walks out. He's about to get his keys to walk in. Natalia, he's like, I'm going to talk to you later today because I just don't oatmeal, bagels. Natalia comes out and she goes, I didn't even see her. I hear her voice going, my coach told me to eat oatmeal every morning.
Yes, girl. Yes.
Right? Woo!
That's my queen.
That's my queen. And he goes, he just was like defeated. He's like, okay, I'll talk to you at 1:30. Yeah. I was like, high five, Natalia.
Yeah.
She's like, he did. He told me I should eat steel cut oatmeal. And I did.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Okay, so you canceled the 1:30.
So I sent Matt a text and I called it off. I said, don't tell him not to call at 1:30. I'm talking to him. Tell him to talk about it on his own. It's his problem.
Yeah.
So
you're not having a problem.
I'm not having a problem.
You're going by the gospel word of Natalia's coach.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So that night I come home. I didn't see him the rest of the day. I went to work in the evening, came back.
Well, by the way, did you tell Brittany about that argument?
Oh, yeah.
And what'd she say?
She reminded me about, remember you asked him to come in and talk about it. And he said, no, we got it.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
And she's like, absolutely not. I'm not taking a few minutes out to hear the same thing we hear all the time once again. She's like, that's your hour, period. I was like, yes, yes, girl. That's right. So I get home that night at like 10 o'clock at night. I open the fridge.
She's like, I'm Brittany, bitch.
I'm Brittany, bitch. Filled with yogurt and salami and the cheese, as Sonny likes. Filled. And he's like, yeah, Dad and I went to the grocery store.
Oh,
See?
Wait, so he's allowed to have yogurt?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's not protein.
I don't know what it is. I don't. It's fat.
It's just carbs.
It's
almost the same thing.
It's got the fat.
No different than the oatmeal real, with some cream in it. It's really
But it's got to be the right yogurt, the kind that Vinny likes. The, what's it called? That one, yeah. Like it's
Vinny
all,
is just one person.
Right.
And you know who I don't necessarily agree with. Not that my body's in any place to defend my position right now. But that's COVID's fault. That
right.
is not, you know,
right.
normal.
Right.
Normally.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too restrictive. I don't like, if I may just go on record as saying, I don't like restricting, getting kids into restricting.
I
and
agree.
Thinking of certain foods as bad or good.
We shouldn't even have an argument over food with these kids.
I mean,
they eat healthy.
Going to give him a complex about like, oh, he's going to always be scared of bagels. And everybody knows. All of my single friends – and including myself back when I was single and dating, the worst thing a guy could be is like averse to carbs.
Yeah.
Like it's scary.
Right.
Then you're worried because as a woman, I love to eat carbs.
Me too.
And if a guy is one of those really restricting himself kind of
right.
people that's – then I think, oh, he's going to be really judgy.
Right.
Me, my eating, my body. Like I don't
right.
want somebody who's like – when I first met John, he didn't really eat carbs, which went away very quickly. Because he was single and spending a lot of time at the gym with his friend. So he just – and John gets very like strict with himself.
Yeah.
Whatever his thing is that he's
yeah.
into. And it didn't have anything to do with his body because he was too thin when I met him. It
mm-hmm.
was from restricting his calories.
Right.
And it was like, dude, relax.
Relax.
Have some hash browns.
Yes. Be a no-getter.
Eggs.
I know. Right.
And then he immediately did and everything – all has been well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think
– I don't like restriction either. I don't think it's good for the kids.
And I don't think – like, listen, am I proud that my kids, you know, that Elby, when she's hungry, goes and makes a bowl of sugary cereal? Like, is that my favorite thing? No, but I'm not going to go, sugary cereal is bad for you because I feel like that sets up a power struggle.
Yeah.
Then when I offer her healthy foods, she's going to want the unhealthy stuff even more. Whereas
right.
if I let it be like, hey, sometimes we eat pizza – for dinner from Domino's, and sometimes we eat a nice healthy meal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
BLTs with turkey bacon
yeah.
and some oven-baked French fries. Like,
right. Of course.
I think it's moderation across
yeah,
the board.
Yeah, I know. It is. Well, and also, you don't want to be arguing about the food that they're
yes.
eating, especially in front of them.
100%.
You know? Like, and Sonny, I don't think he's going to have like a weirdo thing with bagels. I was worried about that because he seems just fine accepting it when Adam's not around. It's when Adam's around he has to make – you know, like he likes a bowl of cereal at night, you know, for his dessert. And if he's walking down the hall spilling it a little bit like he does and then Adam comes walking
mobile
out.
Mobile cereal.
Right, mobile cereal. Mobile cereal.
It's not a walking food.
No. And not when you're a kid either. And especially when they're holding it with one hand and
yes.
they're doing something like trying to like fix the pillow on the couch just right,
right.
so that when they sit down – and I'm like, here, let me fix that for you. He goes, no, I got it. And I see like the bowl is starting to fucking look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like let me hold it for you or let me do that. Just one or the other. Don't do both because you can't. I can barely
do it.
You got to know what you're doing. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Sure. Spill.
Yeah. Then the next day there's cornflakes between the couch that are soggy and have like kind of caked on there.
Totally. That's the worst. Adam comes. So, you know, he walks and he's like – he sees Adam. He's like – first thing he says is, this is my dessert. Like he's got to defend it. And at that time, Adam's fine. He's like, I don't care if you have it for dessert. I just don't want you having it first thing in the morning. You're a growing boy. Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Hopefully
Brittany's going to work on that with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that you stood your ground like not on my time.
Yes. Absolutely. Having her in the back of my mind all the time is great. Such a great – I highly recommend getting somebody that can get on your side – and validate what you're thinking because you start to think like, am I making the right decision or not? Maybe I am wrong. Maybe – no. But it feels you feel more empowered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is always that when John and I get into an argument, he tends to say that he didn't say something that he just said.
Right.
It could be right after he said it and I could say – argue it, and he could be like, "Well, I didn't say that." Like, you just said it two seconds ago. And then I get into a thing where I wish I had like a recorder. Court stenographer. Yeah, so I could be like, play the tape. Go back literally 60 seconds and replay what he said.
Right.
And then it could be his voice going, I said I would clean the floor. I said I would sweep. Why are you keep saying I won't sweep? And then I could be like, John, here's you saying I said I would sweep the floor. Exhibit A.
Right.
But no, because how do you argue when the person goes, I never said that?
I know. That's impossible. That's why it's always yes and, by the way, when you're doing a show, because you get nowhere when it's like, I disagree. Why? Well, because I do. You know? You can't argue with that. Right. I didn't say that. Yes, you did say that. Then you start thinking, did he say that?
Right. Even though when it first comes out of your mouth, when you say you said that, you're 100% sure.
Right.
But the more they go, I didn't say it. Then the whole argument becomes about the wrong thing, because now you're literally just arguing about did they say that or didn't they say that. And then you finally get frustrated and go, well, who cares? It doesn't matter if you said it or not. Let's move on to the thing that we were actually arguing about, which is that you never sweep the floor.
Right.
And then you've told me – this is a hypothetical. Then you've told me every time we fight about this, you say I'll sweep the floor.
Right.
I never said that. I said, why don't we rehire the housekeeper to sweep the floor?
Right.
No, you didn't. You never said that. We would not be having this argument.
Right.
What you said was, I will sweep the floor. You said that. I know 100% you said that. No, I didn't.
And then you know what?
Why am I crazy then? Why would I be having this argument? If you said, let's rehire the housekeeper, then that would have been, we would have rehired the housekeeper.
Right.
What you said was, I'm happy to take on sweeping the floor. No, I didn't.
And then you know what?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. You know what Adam does? I'll give you another. This is what he does. He'll go, I never said. And then you go, you do that thing where you just said, where you say, well, forget it. That's not the point. The point is, and when you do that, he'll go, the point is that you just said, what? That's why we're discussing that. What do you mean that's not the point? The point is that you said something that I said, but I didn't say. So he's got to get like all caught up in those semantics shit, and I want to fucking punch him.
John will say like, "Well, that's a straw man argument," and then like, first of all, I don't even really know what a straw man argument is. I mean, I have a vague idea, and I'm not going to stop the conversation to go, "I don't really fully understand the definition of a straw man argument."
Oh wait,
so that's a straw man argument. If it is what I think a straw man argument is, then that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets into a thing where he's like, he basically acts like I changed the subject when I'm like, no. That is what we – no. I'm like, I should know because I'm the one who called for this conversation.
Right.
Like if I say, I want to talk to you. Because sometimes – because I think that I'm a little bit better between the two of us as the one who said – okay, if John is upset about something, he just keeps it to himself and then he just acts pouty, like he walks around the house and like, you know, just isn't as friendly.
Right.
When I'm irritated about something, I just go, hey, I'm irritated about something, and then I tell him. And
that's
personally,
the better way,
I think it's – listen, it's more irritating in the moment for him, I'm sure.
Right.
Because it seems like I'm always picking on him.
Right.
Right? Or he'll get into a thing – you and I know this very well – where he's like, you're always irritable. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm not always irritable. I'm just willing to tell you in the moment like something that irritates me.
Right.
And then I'm done and I'm
moving on. Right.
But then he gets upset that I'm irritated at him.
Yes.
So now he's going to be irritated the rest of the day that I'm irritated at him for 5 minutes.
Right.
I'm like, that's not productive, dude.
Right. You know? I know.
What's better is if I just go, hey, you know what I'm irritated about? When you eat cereal, you take the bowl of cereal, you eat your cereal, and then there's still some flakes in there which harden into literal cement.
Yes.
On the side of the bowl, and who cleans that? Me. Well, who scrapes it? Who has to get a special scraping tool that's made for scraping dried cereal off the top? But then his thing is like, well, no, I don't.
Oh. Like,
do I need to start taking pictures of it?
Yeah, you do.
So
– because that's what I have to
do. But let's say – but and that's – you know, okay, but let's say I let that happen for a while and I just go, whatever. Like, I'm not going to die on that hill.
Right.
But then he'll step it up and it'll be like not just leaving the bowl like in the sink, but now it's like there's one on his desk, there's one in the sink, there's one in our bedroom or whatever. And then I'm finally like, okay, well, now I got to say something.
Right.
So I'm like, look, can you just Can you just, like, if you're going to eat cereal, like, in bed, and then can you just put it in the sink? Right. Just put it in the sink afterwards.
Right.
You know, and then he'll be like, oh, wow. Okay. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. Usually I do. Mm-hmm. This one time I didn't. Now we're off to the races because then I have to go, well, that's not true.
Right.
Because I overlooked it because I didn't say anything about it the first 10 times I saw it. But now I'm sort of like, why am I having to walk around after everybody and pick up their dishes?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
But then he'll just deny my reality and go, mm-mm, that's not –
See,
that
I'm,
does, that's
I'm
not happening.
A little bit on John's side at this point because Adam will just bring it up as soon as he sees it. He'll call it. And I think I'm going along having a nice, happy-go-lucky day.
Right, right.
When he'll all of a sudden go – and he'll point something out like maybe I forgot I dropped the ball on. And he'll go, hey, remember I asked you about the phone number for the mirror company? Where is that phone number? And I go, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot. Well, just write it down. That's all you need to do. You know, and then he's like, moving on. And I'm like, pissed now. Like, fuck off. So I forgot about it or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Just it's the element of surprise is what it is.
Right.
Because you're prepared because you are already noticing, thinking, and then saying.
Right.
When I'm the one that's like caught off guard.
You know, but while you were saying that, I was just thinking, like, am I like that? And then I thought, I'm actually not. Mm. What mine is more is that reaction is usually also to the fact that he will yell at the kids to bus all their stuff.
Oh.
And then I'm like, but he doesn't bus his stuff. Mm. I do it. Like, you know what I mean? And then I'm like, if anybody's going to be yelling at the kids about busing their shit, it should be me.
Right.
Because I'm the one who ends up having to go into their room and – like a busboy with a big tray, a tub, and putting all their stuff away. Like, you don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't even do your own stuff. So then I start to get like, how come you're like yelling at the kids? Hey, mm-hmm. Where basically what he's doing is going, don't stop making more work for your mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you set an example? Why don't you set a good example?
Right.
And listen, I do stuff that irritates him, but he just waits until we have an argument, which – we don't have arguments that often, but when we do, when he denies my reality and then we start having a fight, then then suddenly he brings up stuff that I'm like, well, why don't you just tell me that?
Right, right.
Before you're mad.
Right. Yeah, I know.
This is just typical.
It is. But I'll tell you one thing, too, that he does, which drives me insane, and I point it out, and he's like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You know, he doesn't like me to leave, you know, the cup on the sink without rinsing it out or just put it in the thing. Yeah. Well, he eats cherries all day long and leaves his pits every fucking place you go. And he does it. I was telling Brittany that and she was quiet and she goes, he does that here too. He walks in with his cherries. I do Brittany over the phone, but he goes and he walks in with his cherries, sits down. And then when he leaves, she has to clean them up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Adam go, but I didn't want to throw Brittany under the bus, but I go, you do that all. No, I don't. What are you talking about? I just do it in the kitchen. I don't leave them. I go, there's one sitting on the nightstand in our bedroom. There's a couple of them. I step on them in the bathroom.
I remember you had this thing with gum and he was like, I never chew my gum and just put it places. And then he found it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I guess I do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I never chew gum. Oh, we had a whole thing at Brittany.
Yeah.
When I said he does that with gum, he takes his gum and he just puts it down or he puts it on the cup that he's, you know.
Yeah.
He just puts it on the counter of our bathroom sometimes, like to brush his teeth or something. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, what are you talking about? What are you high? He goes, when's the last time you saw me chew gum? When? And it's like, what do I don't fucking keep track of a diary of when you chew gum.
Right.
And he's like, I go, I don't, well, okay, when you race. Oh, when I race? Once every other year when I'm out racing and chewing gum? Is that what you, that's your point? I don't know, dude. I don't know. I go, I never chew gum. Brittany, I go, yeah, you do. He goes, I never chew gum. We leave the appointment, get in the car, sit down. What's right there in the middle of his center console? It's gum.
Oh, what did he say?
I go, what? And he goes, typical. All right. Whatever. Yeah, of course. He doesn't like go, oh, you're right. He just goes like, of course.
Oh, my God. I feel a little lighter. I'm going to be honest. You know who I love? I love our $50.
Me too.
Biznos people. Mm-hmm. One of them is my friend Christine's mom named Lynn, and she's paying for her mom's Etsy page to get a little business.
Oh, that's
to get a little
sweet.
Eyes
yeah.
on it. It's Meemaz, M-E-E-M-A-S, Meemaz Boutique, like B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E, shop, the old English way, S-H-O-P-P-E. And she makes these adorable crocheted handmade dolls. And they have – some of them have like a little like kangaroo pocket with the baby in it. And you can get an optional mask on your little doll. They're so cute. They make great baby shower gifts.
Aww.
Yeah. You can't be at a baby shower, so why not get like a really nice gift for a baby shower?
Right.
Or like a kid's birthday present. Anyway, it's such a sweet, sweet –
it's a sweet thing.
Gift.
Check her out.
Yeah. So do that. Meemaz Boutique Shop. Also, Ulysses this week is doing a shout out. He said he wants to do a shout out for a group that does great work for the national park. And it's near and dear to Ulysses' heart. The Manassas Battlefield Trust. And they're a dedicated group that protects the resources of the Manassas National Battlefield Park. They help fill in, you know, where the government funding lacks.
Right.
Go to Manassas. It's spelled man ass as battlefield. So M-A-N-A-S-S-A-S battlefield.org. And help out if you can.
That's nice.
Preppy Ulysses. Prodigy is Jennifer Moncada's company, and they make personalized school off. Make your home, if the kids are going to have to be working from home, then, you know, make it fun for them.
Yes.
Go to preppyprodigy.com and peruse some stuff that you can get for your kids. And then don't forget the Bittersweet Life podcast. Spelled Bittersweet Life podcast. It's a couple of gals that used to live in Italy together, both American girls. And they both, I believe, used to work at NPR. So they're like very seasoned podcast radio people. And they have this great, fun podcast talking about being life in another country, Italy.
That's so cool.
Specifically for Americans. And now one of them moved back to the U.S. and lives in Seattle.
That sounds so cool.
But they talk about everything, life. And
check them out.
Traveling at Bittersweet Life podcast. And then Kate Marengo, we saw her on the Zoom.
We sure did.
Yeah.
It was nice to see Kate.
I know. She's been helping a lot of people. She helps Kelly Brandt, who's not your aunt.
Right.
Or is your aunt. Anyway, get a hold of her. Kate, email her at kate@interiorchicago.com. She loves to help fellow FCOLers, by the way. It's like her favorite.
Aww.
Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. They serve all of Orange County. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com, C-A-D-R-E-0-1-9-8-8-6-0-1. And I'm going to do one more. We have an extra this week and then not as many starting next week. But Rachel Kapp is perfect for if the kids are home and they're struggling. And I have a story about math for Friday's show.
Okay.
Yeah. Rachel has a company called CAP Educational Therapy Group. So go to CAP, K-A-P-P-EdTherapy.com and check her out or listen to her Learn Smarter podcast. Okay, that's it.
All right. Thank our sponsors and check them out. Go to Jenny Kane. JenniKayne.com and enter FCOL and Geico.com. All right. Thanks, Kaylin. Thanks, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Let me tell you about Geico. Did you know that Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Yep. 15% on the top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.